So there's an old joke. What do you call a viola player with a beeper? An optimist. The idea is that classically trained musicians may have a harder time getting gigs than rock or folk artists might. But there's a project in Maine that's designed to put some young orchestra musicians onto a live stage to give them a sense of what it's really like. Some say it's renewing their interest in music. Jeevan Sobrino Wheeler has our story.
Kevin Oates is directing a rehearsal of young string players in a studio overlooking Congress Square Park in Portland.
Carlos, that was on that. Can we write that down, please? Bass, play below me. Want to come in?
Oates himself was classically trained in cello at the University of Southern Maine. After graduating, he taught in public schools for 8 years while touring with local bands on the side. He says he began to realize that what he learned from playing live shows was largely missing from the typical school music curriculum.
A big part of music education in schools doesn't focus on application. It focuses on teaching the skills, focuses on playing an ensemble and building community within the school, but not application outside of the school.
And so the Maine Youth Rock Orchestra, or MYRO, was born. An early idea to name the group Portland Youth Rock Orchestra, PYRO, was dropped. But the founding concept of placing teenagers on stage to play alongside touring bands stuck.
A and D together. G and G.
The collaboration process usually goes something like this. Oates reaches out to bands playing shows in Maine to see if they would be interested in sharing the stage with a group of high school students. If they are, he transcribes the band's songs for orchestral instruments, arranging them so that MYRO can back the band with minimal changes to the group's stage routine. Because MYRO's shows often take place in the middle of a band's tour, the two groups may not have a chance to rehearse until just hours before the show. Here's a recording of MYRO performing with the Boston-based group The Ballroom Thieves.
I will shiver through the words I said, no warmer than the ones that never left my head. I've made an ocean of this bed, and now I beg you to starve to roll through it. Well, you can let your arrow sing. I've never met a man of iron skin, but you know archers never make it kings. Fly it first into everything now. Whoa.
MYRO toured with the band last year, doing 8 shows in 9 days from Maine to Virginia. Oates believes this is the first time that a youth orchestra has toured with a professional band in the U.S.
It was really incredible to give students that experience. Like, here's what touring life's like. It's not luxurious. It's like crammed to hotel rooms, cheap meals, and you're in a van most of the day, traveling. It's not glamorous at all, but they really embraced it.
Bury me smiling next to my dog.
I actually used to hate viola, but after I joined MYRO, it kind of made me like it again.
Noor Ahn of Portland, who has been with MYRO for 2 years, says at one point she actually thought about quitting, but now embraces the challenge of performing live with a professional band.
It's just like this crazy adrenaline rush, and you know, like I'm pretty mild-mannered when I'm like not on stage, but then I just kind of light up.
And Iris Walter, who has played cello in the group since its inception, says the common bonds these experiences generate are what keeps students coming back to MYRO and engaged with orchestra music and their instruments.
MYRO isn't just, like, people aren't just here to play the music. We're here, like, because we have friends here, and it's, like, a great community to play with.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jeevan Sobrino Wheeler.
Bury me smile. Next to my darling, bury me deep down, bury me low.
The Maine Youth Rock Orchestra is rehearsing for an appearance with Guster on August 12th at Thompson's Point in Portland.